Back in the room, I wrote the boy's temperature down and made a note of the time to give the various capsules. "Do you want me to read to you?" "All right, if you want to," said the boy. His face was very white, and there were dark areas under his eyes. He lay still on the bed and seemed very detached from what was going on. I read aloud from Howard Pyle's Book of Pirates, but I could see he was not following what I was reading. "How do you feel, Schatz?" I asked him. "Just the same so far," he said. I sat at the foot of the bed and read to myself while I waited for it to be time to give another capsule. It would have been natural for him to go to sleep, but when I looked up, he was looking at the foot of the bed, looking very strangely. "Why don't you try to sleep? I'll wake you up for the medicine." "I'd rather stay awake." After a while, he said to me, "You don't have to stay in here with me, Papa, if it bothers you." "It doesn't bother me." "No, I mean, you don't have to stay if it's going to bother you." I thought perhaps he was a little light-headed, and after giving him the prescribed capsules at 11 o'clock, I went out for a while. It was a bright, cold day, the ground covered with a sleet that had frozen so that it seemed as if all the bare trees, the bushes, the cut bush, and all the grass and the bare ground had been varnished with ice. I took the young Irish setter for a walk up the road and along a frozen creek, but it was difficult to stand or walk on the glassy surface, and the red dog slipped and slithered, and I fell twice hard, once dropping my gun and having it slide away over the ice.